Hi, good morning. It's Reverend Paul Slatkis. I'm speaking to Reverend Susanna Bastarica. Hello, Reverend. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's an honor to be here. How do you do?
It's always an honor to get a few moments to speak with my good friend for so many years. Let our audience know straight up, Reverend Susanna Bastarica is the one that introduced me to the International Day of Peace. 2002, or maybe even a year or so before, and she has been a tribute to that world and allowed me to be part of it as well. So thank you very much. How did you start it? Why did you start your involvement with the International Day of Peace?
Okay, as you all know, I have been several years with the International Day of Peace because of the United Nations, and I worked for the United Nations for several years. Before that, my father was a diplomat and a delegate at the UN, and I started working when I was 17, 18. And what happened is that I was one of the first people to go to the meetings, like in the first declaration of the resolution in 1981, which proclaimed an International Day of Peace on the third Tuesday of every year before the General Assembly in September. And then there was a resolution that was adopted, and everybody celebrated that. And I did all of the parties and all of the celebrations in the General Assembly with all of the staff to remember all of the days that were happening and celebrations across the world to actually attest that there was an agreement from all of the nations to have an International Day of Peace. In 2001, Jeremy Gilley and Kofi Annan presented, Jeremy Gilley was trying since 1996 to present a day that would be fixed for a ceasefire to quantify actually how many people were celebrating the International Day of Peace. Therefore, he proposed to the General Assembly through Kofi Annan and the Ambassador of Costa Rica a day in which an observance will be held for 24 hours. On the 21st of September of every year to remind everybody to stop all of the violence in the world. That includes domestic violence, ceasefire, nonviolent communication, no aggression. And they started the celebration and the resolution 55-282 that can be found on my website at www.vigil4peace.org. vigilforpeace.org. It declares that a ceasefire has been established for 24 hours worldwide, and it starts in different time zones, and it's continued throughout the 24 hours observance on the 21st of September. Therefore, everybody's invited to do in a celebration of their manner and participate on that event, and they can go to Peace One Day website, which is Jeremy Gilley's website, and record their event of what they're doing on the International Day of Peace. In my end, because I was always doing the celebration at the United Nations, I was unable to go inside the UN because they had sand trucks and everything after the terrible catastrophe of 9/11. So what happened is I went to the site downtown at the disaster of Ground Zero, and I held a candle in tears singing Amazing Grace. And then people gathered, and they started singing with me, trying to look for people and sing the horrible background that we have. And the police said we couldn't congregate in that area, so they told us to leave. So I continued the vigil on the 9/11 tragedy day at Doug Hammarskjöld Plaza on 47th Street, because I lived on 47 and 2nd at the time, because I was working at the UN full-time. And I stood there with a candle all night, and people started congregating, and I made the people on the neighborhood. And from then on, we started marching with everybody to different firehouses and offering comfort and singing for them and offering them candlelight and solidarity and recognition. And what happened is that we started singing and getting groups of singers, but police told us that we couldn't congregate due to the high security area that we were in, and how it was difficult for them to have a bunch of people together with candles walking in front of firehouses. They weren't sure what we were doing. So I started going to different little parks, and more than 20 or 30 people gathered. So you know that we couldn't gather more than 30 people because then we needed a permit, so they kept on sweating us away. So then we went to the plaza in Lincoln Center, and the same thing. We had a radio microphone, and we tried to sing. We had no permit, and they kept us away. So we went to Central Park, and then in Central Park, we were gathering in different places, and there was more people coming. And then they said, unfortunately, you cannot do this unless you have a given space, because more than 20 people have to have a permit from the city of New York. And a friend of mine who knows Commissioner Stern and Marty Markowitz, and they are friends of the city of New York and their conservancy, because I was a member, they told us, look, why don't we fix a place for you to gather, and we will give you a permit, and then you can do it when you can on the day. So in 2002, which was 21 of September 2002, we had the Naumburg bombshell. And I'm very grateful to my friends, NGOs of the UN, who couldn't do the event at the UN because of the security restrictions. They came with me, and the ambassador of my country and a bunch of friends and the UN singers and many musicians, and especially my beloved dear friend James Canning, came on board, and we started doing a production. And I want to thank and recognize my long-term friends from the 90s who were the first ones who helped me with the flags and the music, and we were doing stuff together at the United Nations. That's how I met them. Deborah Maldo, Monica Willard, and Rick Ulfick. They have been my happy trifecta of the NGOs who have been with me since then to promote all of the International Day of Peace events worldwide. And I'm very proud and honored to know them and to continue doing this. So this year we're going to do this event at the Bandshell on the 15th of September on Sunday from 9 to 5. And we're going to be celebrating with key musicians and highlights of opera singers and children, choirs, and art exhibit. Come with a picnic, celebrate with us. We're going to have Pastor Hay and his choir, Cynthia McCloyd, Elisa Brown. We're going to have the NGOs from the Brahma Kumaris, of course, We the World, Rick Ulfick, United International Religions, of course, Reverend Paul Slotkus and Good News Broadcast doing the circle. And we're going to, please join us. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to do an aerial view of a peace circle with the flags and the Hug of Planets, and we're going to be singing and having a beautiful camaraderie. Concert is free all day. And this beautiful concert came from the ashes of 9/11, because when I was in the candle on 9/11, I vowed that there were going to be some kind of an event and some kind of something where people could actually come together to rejoice and celebrate life, instead of having so many tears, because I was a Ground Zero first responder. So from there on, I worked at Ground Zero, and I had the privilege to be at St. Paul's Chapel and work with Lyndon Harris and Reverend and Rabbi Roger Ross. And they were my teachers and inspiration for my ministry. And I want to say that 18 years later, the people have been coming to Central Park. This year, Monica Eichen, who is the founder of the Peace Museum and so the September Families, is going to bring to have recognition of all of the firemen, the NYPD, and the first responders of New York at the Bandshell. And my concert has been dedicated. I have to say, it's not a concert. It's a vigil. It's people coming together to celebrate the living and to remind us that from the ashes of a disaster, people still can come together in celebration for art, music, dance, and cultural exchange through interfaith, and let them know that they can have a forum of respite to come together cost-free, just propelled by love and faith. The vigil is solely founded by the love and faith of the people who want to come and spend the day for the International Day of Peace, to remind everybody to stop domestic violence, to stop abuse, to even stop bullying in their workplace, to stop doing all of the firing and all of the killing abroad, And the peace starts in the heart at home, on the individual. Therefore, this is a reminder every year. And although we couldn't get the park on the 21st of September, we're doing it ahead of time on the 15th of September, and it's going to be a celebration like a prequel to the International Day of Peace. And I will urge you to look in our website, in Paul Zlatka's website, Good News Planet, and Rick Hulsick, for all of the things that are going on the 11 Days of Unity, for doing remembrance of peace and unity in 9/11 to September 21st.
Well, Reverend Susanna, you are a tribute. You're fantastic. I'm crazy about you for a long time. You're such an open-minded person. Well, I'm going to ask you one last thing, because you said it. You said it all, and you're also in our. I'm so honored to have you in our movie. Actually, you haven't seen that
thank
yet.
You, thank
Woodstock
thank
Forever,
you.
Peace, Love, and Hope. And because you're the real thing. You've been at this, and it's not easy to do an event in anywhere. And you've stuck with it. And why? Let me ask you two things. And that, why have you stuck with this all the time? I know the headache. I know the financial pressure. I know the, you know, city, state, all the kinds of pressures that it is, the talent
please,
to make a show. Why did you stay with this all these years?
Well, I have stayed with this all these years because I have faith in humanity that no matter how it looks on the world, that we have like so many people that are fighting and so many people that are being, under dire needs of hunger, poverty, and everything, there's always a hope that can be united through celebration, through participation, through sharing with somebody else a thought, a smile, a prayer, and just working together, because the only way that we can do a difference of work is by showing up. And I want to appreciate all the friends like you who had such devotion for so many years to be present and be still continuing the work no matter how many challenges we've had, and working on how we have to work on all of these things that we are together for peace and for celebration through our cultural exchange, interfaith, goodwill, and peace.
Last question. What is peace for you? The Reverend Susanna Bastry, what is peace for you?
For me, peace is a state of mind in which we can serve the other. I have a statement to say on that, because a lot of people think that we are here just to make money, to do this, to achieve that. In reality, is education as being an example of communication, tolerance, and love. And what God put us here is to serve the other. Love yourself as you would love others, and love others as you would yourself, because God made us and we're all part of God. And I think that we should all love each other and love ourselves above all, because a lot of times we have low self-esteem, we're not sure how we can help, and in reality, when we come to all of this, we are part of the same global community in which we can inspire others. And I think that education is through example. And a lot of people, it's like, oh, my God, you're going to be a nun, it's going to be this, and you're punishing God, you can do this, and you're supposed to enjoy yourself. There's always an enjoyment, which is just living life itself, and there's always a celebration, but it's not an indulgence. People, confuse joy and celebration with debauchery and doing excess. It's a balance in which we can be of service to others, like recycling, like planting organically, like respecting the space of others, like being courteous on the bus, like opening the door for somebody who is challenged, by working with somebody disabled, helping in a soup kitchen, just making a sandwich for your friend when he comes to visit, or just giving some guest money for somebody that cannot go to church on Sunday. It's little simple things that we are capable of doing. And I told people that I'm a philanthropist, and everybody's like, oh, you don't have any money. And I said, you know what? I'm a philanthropist $1 at a time. And if $1 at a time is $1 at a time, we had $8 billion around us every 5 seconds, so why not?
Reverend Susanna Bastry, it's always an honor. Thank you very much for sharing. I look forward. I'm excited to be in Central Park joining you at the band shell, 9 a.m.
Yes.
to 5 p.m. What time are we doing? Do you know when we're doing the piece?
We're going to be doing it like
circle?
When Rick, around 2:30, like that, for about 20 minutes to introduce all of our friends and the NGOs, and everybody can dance and put the aerial view peace circle with the flags and with all of the Hugger planets. It will
beautiful.
Be beautiful, and yeah, we look forward to that. And I want to thank Robert for being there every year with the Hugger planets and supporting on the printing of everything that we do, which is amazing because we have beautiful set designs. And this year we're going to have again the amazing animodules with our sculptures, and they take a lot to transport and everything. And everybody's coming with their music. I want to thank everybody, the NGOs, the spiritual community, the artists, the singers, the dancers, my very dear friend Patrick Ryan, who's the producer of FarmFest, who is coming to do the production of the Vigil for Peace, Susanna Kohler, who has been my stage manager for many years, people like you, Robert, Guru Dilipchi, all of the NGO community, Rick, Andrew Kane, and, you know, all of the people, the good people that are together with us all the time, okay?
I love it. Okay, see you
okay.
Saturday.
All right, I love it. God bless.
Okay.
May peace prevail on earth, and peace starts with you by being kind to each other. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.